previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
This year's 8th annual Nelson Mandela Bay Leadership Summit will once again draw on the finest thought leadership locally and internationally, and will be presented in a digital format, this allowing organizers to reach a global audience. The summit will run over 2 days, on the 27th and also on the 28th of July, and each session will feature high-profile thought leaders and a panel discussion with Q&A facilitated by industry experts. Now, to tell us more about this, on the line this morning, we're joined by Dr. Randall Jonas, who's the director at Nelson Mandela University Business School. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Right. Tell me more about the NMB Leadership Summits, a bit of history and what you are aiming to achieve.
Well, as you know, and I think many listeners will know, that the Leadership Summit has been an iconic event on the Port Elizabeth calendar, and it is actually a collaborative partnership between the University Business School as well as the Mix Foundation. You know, the mission really is to provide a niche and a continuous learning experience for our people in the city and in the surrounds, and of course, through stimulating and, of course, engaging leadership discourse. We feature, of course, as we say, the best thought leaders in contemporary issues that affect economy, business, and society. And this year, again, we will provide some cutting-edge, thinking, some real insights and deep thinking on contemporary issues and strategic foresight. From a history point of view, as you know, previously we had the iconic business breakfast, many of them over many, many years, hosted at the old boardwalk. And the Leadership Summit actually was birthed out of a desire to continue with this intellectual discourse that is needed for our city to sort of bring about positive change and provide real insights and deep thinking about what will really provide value to the citizens of Port Elizabeth. Thank you.
Dr. Jonas, what is this year's overarching theme, and how does it resonate with the current landscape we find ourselves in currently?
You know, all that COVID has actually been one of those kind of events that actually caught us unawares, and, you know, it had huge socioeconomic impact, changing, of course, the way we work, the way we live, and the way we do business. And, you know, this year we thought that we should actually onboard the theme of the Great Reset. You know, the Great Reset originates from a meeting of the World Economic Forum in June 2020 at its 50th annual meeting, where the theme was actually able to rebuild society and the economy in a sustainable way following the ravages of the pandemic. And so we decided this year to actually theme it the leadership skills to inform the Great Reset of society. From global grief to hope, we thought that it's important to bring about messages of hope in a world that actually has been devastated by the pandemic. And so a lot of the sub themes and topics that we have chosen with the thought leader speakers actually are very contemporaneous and constitute, of course, what we would say the mainstay of leading in turbulent and disruptive times. That is our mission, is to bring about that kind of thought leadership that will actually add real value to our listeners and our audiences.
Oh, you've spoken about some of the topics that you may touch on this year as well, but one of the exciting parts about the Leadership Summit is of course, the speakers. Which speakers can we look forward to this year?
Well, we have a full bouquet of top speakers, but I'd like to highlight, our event will be opened by our Vice-Chancellor, Professor Sibongile Mutwa, but, you know, we have Mr. Johan de Nation speaking to us from North America, New York. He is the COO of Volkswagen North America, and he will speak about leadership skills for the Great Reset of society, but he will actually, because of his automotive experience of many, many years, he will draw on the impact on and examples from the automotive industry. One of the second top speakers will be, of course, Mr. Johan Juster. Mr. Johan Juster and Mr. Johan de Nation are actually former residents of Port Elizabeth and alumni of the university. Johan Juster has been the former CEO of the Bank of Singapore. He is now the MD of Global CIO and also features regularly on Bloomberg. And he will speak on the impact of stimulus packages for business and society. As we know, many, many governments throughout the world actually provide stimulus packages to their countries to actually just sort of kickstart recovery and economic growth again. The third speaker of note will be the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank, Mrs. Fundi Tasibani. And she was actually talking about central banking fast and slow. She draws on the work by the Nobel laureate Kahneman, who spoke about thinking fast and slow. And then, of course, we will also have Mr. Izar Mahlanga. He is an Alexander Forbes' chief economist, and he will talk on a model for sustainable socioeconomic prosperity for all. And then, of course, we also thought it's good to speak about the human tragedy of COVID-19 and turnaround strategies that is needed for business. And then we will have Dr. Leslie Ann Foster talking about the impact of COVID-19 on the human tragedy, and of course also turnaround strategies for business in these distressful times. So those are some of the topics and speakers that we thought we want to highlight for the summit coming up.
Dr. Jonas, and finally, we mentioned the event is virtual. Where can listeners purchase tickets from?
Of course, Cricket will be the first place of call, the website Cricket. But you can also go to the Nelson Mandela Bay Leadership Summit Westcott website. It's called nmbleadershipsummit.co.za. And of course, as I said, you can go to Cricket and you will be able to purchase a ticket. Just to maybe give our listeners some good news, this year in honor of Mandela Month, we want to just take advantage of Mandela Month. And if you want to take advantage of promotion, we are actually cutting the ticket prices to 235 rand per ticket. So we only pay 67% of the ticket price. But this offer is only valid until the 26th of July, one day before the summit actually starts.
And of course, the summit's on the 27th and the 28th of July. Dr. Randall Jonas, director at Nelson Mandela Mandela University Business School. Thank you so much for taking our call this morning, and good luck for the event this year.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care. Ciao. Bye. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.